Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. Back in Maseches Shviyos, we learned that you cannot bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and that's because of Tumas Eretz Amim, because the land outside Eretz Yisrael is considered to be Tameh, Midrabanan, and that makes the Truma Tameh. And therefore, we don't bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. The same thing is, of course, true for Challah, because Challah is a type of Truma. Mishnah Yud tells us some stories that prove this point. Nitai ish tekoa, hevi chalos mi beitar. He brought his multiple batches of challah, from beitar. This is not the beitar that we're familiar with that is in Eretz Yisrael. This is a beitar that is outside Eretz Yisrael. V'lo kibimenu, and the chachamim turned him away. They said, no, we're not accepting this. Anshe Alexandria, heviu chalosei mi Alexandria. V'lo kiblu behem. The Jews of Alexandria. Now, Alexandria, Egypt, was a major, major Jewish community during the time of the Second Beis HaMikdash. During the majority of the Second Beis HaMikdash, the Jews were under the influence / control of the Ptolemaic kingdom, centered in Alexandria. And so there's a large Jewish community in Alexandria, and they sent challah to the Beis HaMikdash, and to the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, and it was not accepted. Because you cannot send challah from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. The Yerushalmi actually raises an interesting point here, so what do you do with it? We can't eat this challah that was sent from Chutz La'aretz, of course, because of Tumas Eretz Amim, right? It's Tameh, so it can't be eaten. On the other hand, you can't burn it, because this Tumas Eretz Amim is not something that everybody really knows about. And so, if people might see you burning this and think you're burning Truma Tahora, and that would be very bad. So we can't really burn it. So what do we do? So Yerushalmi points out that what they did was they left it until Pesach. They left it until Erev Pesach, and then they burned it with the chametz. And that way, it didn't get burned in a way that might have people suspecting that we burned Truma Tahora. Now, the Mishnah moves on to a related story, another case of somebody bringing something that they weren't supposed to bring. Anshei Har Tzvoim, heviu bikureihem kodem la'atzeres. The people of Har Tzvoim brought bikurim before Shavuos. Now, we just talked about bikurim being brought on Shavuos. So you're not supposed to bring bikurim before Shavuos. V'lo kibul mehem, and they didn't accept it. Mipnei akosuf shabatorah, because the pasuk says in the Torah, "V'chag ha'katzir bikuri ma'asecha asher tizra basadeh." Shavuos, that's when you do the bikurim, right? Bikuri ma'asecha is on chag ha'shavuos, chag ha'katzir. Now, interestingly enough, technically this is not correct. Technically, bikurim that are brought early could be accepted. B'di'evet. If you did it, it's okay. So why didn't Chazal accept it? And the reason is that these people from Har Tzvoim were very, very important people. These were chashuv people in the community at the time. And so Chazal's concern was that if we accept this Bikurim early, that's going to become the new thing. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's going to have to bring Bikurim early. Nobody brings it late. You bring it early. The Tzvoim people brought it early. We got to bring it early too. And this would be the new thing. Now you're supposed to bring it early. And in fact, you're not supposed to bring it early. If you did it, b'di'eved, it's okay, it's kosher. But you're not supposed to do it. And in order to make sure that people learned this, that to bring it early, Chazal pushed it back and said, no, you cannot bring your Bikurim, we're not accepting it, bring it next week. Bring it at Shavuos time, like everybody else.